The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching? With authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson reminds me of a quote I've often shared, a quote from Martin Luther, when he said, "Where God builds a church, the devil has built a chapel." It's one we need to be always mindful of, because those forces work their way to destroy and prevent the church in carrying out its mission. As much as Lutherans talk about synods and bishops and churchwide, let's face it, our polity, when it comes to it, essentially belongs to the congregation. That's where the power and authority and decisions are ultimately made. It cracks me up when Jesus is in the synagogue and the unclean spirit cries out to Jesus, "What have you to do with us?" In other words, you don't belong here. So if you couple that with an understanding of our congregational polity, if an unclean spirit is in the congregation, the congregation's words to Jesus is, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? This is our church." We might be amazed by Jesus if we would just trust him and not be so bent on having control. See, Jesus has proclaimed that the kingdom of God has drawn near, and he's called people to repent and believe the good news. When we avoid close calls in our life, we seem to be amazed. Amazed at what God has done. But why aren't we amazed about what God does for us every day? We need to hear God's call. We need to trust in this God who blesses us each and every day, who is always with us. When we gather for worship, think about it, our sins are forgiven. We're fed with God's word. We pray for one another. We pray for the world. We witness to God's love in song. Under normal circumstances, we're fed with the living Christ and the gifts of bread and wine. And then we're sent forth with God's blessing. And I've had people tell me with disappointment, "Lutherans do the same thing every Sunday." They're not amazed. We're called to be amazed and to trust in this God. And if we really take a look at each part of what we do in worship, that's amazing. We're forgiven, we're fed, and we're set free to share the love of Jesus. So the gospel lesson is a reminder also that we tend to be more amazed by spectacles, aren't we, than those amazing, miraculous things that God does to us and for us all the time. This boils down to, who do we belong to? Does the church belong to us? Or is this God's house? The church also is not a building. This is a house for the church. The unclean spirit seeks to dwell among God's faithful people. The unclean spirit continues to whisper lies on who's in control, might sound like a familiar story in Genesis, right? Right at the beginning of the book, folks. You don't have to go too far searching there. The unclean spirit wants to whisper lies to us. Who's in control? Who does all this belong to? And how to be underwhelmed in some of God's most amazing promises. That's all done by the unclean spirit. In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus proclaimed, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Notice that the kingdom of God comes regardless. If you don't repent and believe in the good news, the kingdom of God is still coming. So Bruce Modell points out that if you're ready or if you're not, the kingdom of God has come. Can we hear this word? Can we receive this kingdom that has come to us? Can we trust this word? A word that creates and also purifies. We are washed in baptism with water and the word. It is the word that enables the bread and wine to be for us the body and blood of Christ. Jesus is the word that defeats evil, and that victory culminates for us at the cross. Because the cross was an evil attempt to silence the word. But it is through the cross that Jesus destroys the power of sin, destroys the power of death, and destroys the power of the devil. In the resurrection, we are assured that the word would never be silenced. When we are not amazed and take for granted those amazing things that God has done for us through those forces that seek to defy God, though those forces seek to defy God, we look at our faith in Jesus and wonder, what does this have to do with us right now? Right? Big deal. We do this every Sunday. I hear that I'm forgiven. All right, we read some scripture. We go on. We just get on with it. We're sent forth. What does this have to do with me right now? We're not amazed. We're not trusting. Thankfully, I got some good news for you. Jesus is more faithful than we are. Our sin and our death, in our sin and our death, we die with Christ so we can rise with him. He pursued us. He sought this out. He sought to defeat this. He sought to have ultimate victory over it. And when we're amazed at how amazing and gracious our Lord is, then we can really live into our baptismal calling. We can really live into what it means to die and rise with our Lord each and every day. Because we're amazed. We're just in constant amazement in trusting what God is doing for us and has done for us. We go out into the world knowing the promise of the resurrection and sharing a message of love and new life in word and deed. Because when we have a trusting relationship with God, when we do not take for granted all the things that God has done and continues to provide for us, we're then rejecting the unclean spirit that tries to create havoc in our lives and in the life of the church. There are a lot of unclean forces in our society today. Whether it's cable news or maybe probably better described as entertainment news, that does not seek to inform us, but to disform us into being terrified and afraid of one another. There are people that have been swept up in conspiracy theory groups that have turned violent and are going to continue to lead people to violence. It's already led people to alienation from friends and family. That's what unclean spirits and forces do. The Holy Spirit brings people together. Evil spirits drive us apart. And these are not just forces that are out there somewhere, you know, away from us in the church. It has infiltrated churches in our society today, that stuff. People get swept up in these things. We have to ask, why are they getting swept up in these things? It's because they're hungering to make sense of their lives and the world. They're hurting. We all are hurting in some way. Well, who's going to be the healer of our every ill? We're going to sing that in a little bit. It's Jesus. Turn to Jesus to heal that pain, to provide comfort in those times of despair. Let us trust in the Lord and share those amazing things. Share those amazing stories. Share that good news that our God has done in your life and what you see God doing through your congregation. And it does require us to be bold in naming an unclean spirit when we see it. But by whose authority are we going to do that by? By Jesus' authority. When we trust Jesus in all things, we live in constant amazement of his love and mercy. When we trust Jesus in all things, we know that this is God's church and not our church, that this is God's mission, not our mission. And when we trust Jesus, we silence the unclean spirits in our world. We are not silent. They become silent because we share the love of Jesus casting out those forces. And our ministry is just going to continue to press on in doing this. I mentioned last week our support for our food pantry and our backpack ministry. In doing that, we're not silent to the reality of poverty in our community, and we're going to minister to those in need. In February, our cause of the month is Royal Family Kids. That's a ministry that serves foster children, and it seeks to break a cycle of violence. What do I mean by that? When 75% of people in prison had a contact with the foster care system, when 80% of people on death row had a connection with the foster care system, we need to silence and break those cycles of abuse. And we're working and partnering with a ministry that's going to do that. I have an interview that I'll share with the church and the community throughout this month. And Benjamin Moore, one of the co-directors, said that Royal Family Kids has been one of the best-kept secrets in Marion. And when him and his wife took over, they're like, why does it have to be that? So we're not going to be silent. It's not going to be a secret anymore. We're going to point to this reality, and we're going to minister to this population in need. That's just a couple of concrete examples and how we can be amazed by the work that God is doing through God's church. So let's look at this passage again and how it is structured in Mark's gospel. Jesus comes into the synagogue. He teaches with authority. People are amazed by what he's doing when he teaches and casts out the unclean spirit. A man cries out, that unclean spirit's crying out. He heals the person that's possessed. And then Jesus leaves the synagogue. As the body of Christ, when we gather for the church, as the church, for worship, we're centered in the word, we receive the authority of Jesus. As sinners, we are cleaned and forgiven by this living and authoritative word. We cry out to God in prayers of thanksgiving and lament, trusting and confessing Jesus, the authoritative word, with amazement. And then the body of Christ is sent forth in mission for the sake of this world. Let Christ come to you. Let Christ heal you. And let Christ use you to shed light in the darkness and to be a source of healing for others. Amen. My sisters and brothers, may we be amazed, and may we amaze others through the teaching and love of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.